You can see the dark black smoke that is coming out of there. This is from our camera. You can see the dark black plume of smoke now rising above East Palestine. You can also see the fire, yes, that is taking place below that.
There was concern that it was going to cause a catastrophic explosion that could send shrapnel, you know, a mile away. So they said they had no choice but to release this toxic gas, carcinogenic gas, into the air.
Yeah, tell me more. Like, what do we know about the chemicals that were released from this derailment?
So the main one is called vinyl chloride. And when it's burned, as it had to be in this situation to prevent this explosion, it can produce other harmful gases, hydrogen chloride and phosgene, which I believe has been used as a chemical weapon in the past. So this is dangerous stuff. But again, yeah, the authorities are saying that had to be done to save lives, or at least protect health, to prevent people from breathing that in.
Scott, what was the risk to residents living there when this controlled release happened? Was it okay to stay in your home, or did they evacuate?
They evacuated people within about a mile radius of the crash site. So yeah, people had to find somewhere else to stay for several days. Some people chose to stay anyway. The concern was that being close to this controlled burn was just going to expose them to too high a level of these chemicals, and that breathing them in would cause major health effects.
Well, what other concerns have developed about the chemicals other than air contamination?
The main concern that the Ohio EPA and the US EPA are looking at is groundwater at this point and soil, but they're encouraging people in town to continue drinking bottled water, and they are, you know, encouraging people to get their wells tested. A lot of people are on a public municipal system that is pulled from an underground aquifer, and some testing that I believe they got back yesterday said that it was okay, but they are still kind of, yeah, trying to see like how much of these chemicals could have potentially seeped into the groundwater, or could continuing to be seeping into the groundwater. The people in town are being encouraged to continue drinking bottled water.